Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining me on the Word Podcast. We press on and looking at the life of David. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 17, beginning with verse 1. And this is really interesting, so give close heed to this. It starts off with the word, "Furthermore, Ahithophel said to Absalom." Now remember, Absalom had asked Ahithophel for some guidance, for counsel. That's what he was. He was a counselor of David. And now he is a counselor to Absalom. And so he continues offering, at this point, I think unsolicited advice, but he offers advice. And he says this to Absalom, "Please, let me choose 12,000 men that I might arise and pursue David tonight. I will come upon him while he is weary and exhausted and terrify him so that all the people who are with him will flee. Then I will strike down the king alone, and I will bring back all the people to you. The return of everyone depends on the man you seek, and then all the people will be at peace." So remember what happened. Absalom comes in to the city. He'd asked Ahithophel, you know, "What do I do?" And he says, "Well, go lay with your daddy's concubines, you know." But the thing is, he said that all of Israel would see it, but those that were in Jerusalem had left for the most part. They had gone with David. And that's what he's talking about right here. You need to do this. Let me go after him. I'll catch them while they're exhausted. I'll catch them while they're weary, and I'll terrify them. The people will flee. When they flee, I'll strike down the king alone, and then I'll bring all those people back to you. And then this last little thing, the return of everyone depends on the man you seek. Then all the people will be at peace. In other words, this guy that you're seeking, your daddy, Daddy David, the people returning, everyone being at peace, depends upon him. The idea being, you got to knock him out. You got to take him out. Now watch what happens. Verse 4. So the plan pleased Absalom and all the elders of Israel. So they all agreed to it. They thought, this is great. This is great. Then, verse 5, Absalom said, "Now, call Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear what he has to say." So, you know, the scripture tells us this. There was wisdom in the multitude of counselors. So Absalom was getting another opinion, wanting Hushai to think to hear about this idea, but also to hear what he had to say. Verse 6, when Hushai had come to Absalom, Absalom said to him, "Ahithophel has spoken thus. Shall we carry out his plan? If not, you speak." Okay, so that's fair. He comes and says, here's what Ahithophel has said. Here's the plan he's got. Should we carry out this plan? If we don't need to carry out this plan, then you speak. You offer what you think we ought to do. Verse 7. So Hushai said to Absalom, "This time the advice that Ahithophel has given is not good." Notice how he said this time. He's not saying that his advice is never good. Everybody knew that his advice had been excellent through the years. But he's saying, hey, you know, this time it's not good. And that's a good way of expressing. That's a good way of laying things out. You know, this time it's just not as good as it was before. But he's saying it's not good. Verse 8, and he explains why. Moreover, Hushai said, "You know your father and his men, that they are mighty men, and they are fierce, like a bear robbed of her cubs in the field. And your father is an expert in warfare and will not spend the night with the people. Behold, he has now hidden himself in one of the caves or in another place. And it will be when he falls on them at the first attack that whoever hears it will say, 'There's been a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom.'" So let me stop here for a moment. He's saying, hey, you know your daddy. You know your father. You know his men. I mean, they're actually called mighty men. They are fierce. They are fierce like a mama bear that's been robbed of her cubs out in the field. Okay, that type of fierce. He says your father's an expert in warfare, and he's not going to spend the night with the people. He knows strategy. He knows things. So you're not going to be able to go in there and do what Ahithophel says, you know, to attack him in that way and capture just him and cause the people to flee, because he's hiding himself. You know how he hides himself. He's in a cave or he's in another place. And what's going to happen? That whoever attacks first, he's going to respond upon them. And the word's going to be, there's going to be a great slaughter among the followers of Absalom. In other words, your men are going to be killed and they're going to come out of the wrong end of this. Now, verse 10. And even the one who is valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will completely lose heart. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are valiant men. Now remember, Hushai had been sent back by David to countermand the counsel of Ahithophel. Remember that? Now what he's saying right here is absolutely true. I mean, it was obvious to everybody, but they needed to be reminded of this. Okay? And he was also, the elders that agreed to it and how Absalom liked it, they're probably just agreeing because he now has declared himself to be king. And what do you do? Are you going to go against the king? First big decision right here. But what is Hushai doing? He's saying, just tell him the obvious things, okay? Even the one who's valiant among your followers, Absalom, their heart is going to melt, okay? They're going to completely lose heart because they know that your father is a mighty man. And those know these men are valiant men. He wasn't necessarily saying that Absalom wasn't a mighty man, but he is letting him know, you're not your father's David. I mean, you're like your father David. And you haven't been proven in the battlefield in the same way. Verse 11, though, listen to what he says. But, this is Hushai still talking. But I counsel that all Israel be surely gathered to you from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand that is in the sea in abundance, and that you personally go into battle. So we shall come to him in one of the places where he can be found, and we will fall on him as the dew falls on the ground. And of him and of all his men who are with him, not even one will be left. So he's saying, hey, you know, you don't have enough men right now to do this, and you don't have the right kind of man to do it. And you need to remember what you're going up against and who you're going up against. So here's what you need to do. You need to get everybody from Dan to Beersheba. That's all the land. And get all the men together. In other words, bring forth a mighty, mighty army. And you lead it personally into battle. Why did he say that? Well, we're about to find out. You lead it personally into battle. And then we'll find him in one of the places we find him. And we're going to go against him. And there won't be one left. Verse 13, Hushai continues. If he withdraws into a city, then all Israel shall bring ropes to that city, and we will drag it into the valley until not even a small stone is found there. So if David is hiding in the city, and then we will totally destroy that city. Now watch this, verse 14. Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel, for the Lord had ordained to thwart the good counsel of Ahithophel, so that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom. Now look what it said right there. The Lord was behind this. The Lord had ordained to thwart the good counsel. That counsel that Ahithophel had given was good counsel. It would have worked probably. And the Lord did not want it to work so that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom. So what was the purpose of the Lord right here? Was ultimately to bring calamity on Absalom. You know, a lot of times, I've heard this in recent years, a lot of people will say, well, the Lord will never cause calamity. And most of these people, honestly, the ones, and several at a particular situation I was at, they have never read the Old Testament. What's it say right here? So that the Lord might bring calamity on Absalom. You see it, particularly in Isaiah, I think, maybe Jeremiah, that the Lord brings forth and causes calamity when he wants to. Here he wanted to bring calamity on Absalom, and the counsel of Hushai was going to be that which would bring it forth. Well, we'll continue with the story next episode. I'll see y'all then.